On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show. And here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
We're going to do something a little bit different this time. Well, we've done it before, but we're going to do a show review that Mark went to yesterday.
Woo-hoo.
Out in California. So, Mark, tell us about the show, a little what the show is, and who was there. How was it?
Okay, well, first of all, yesterday I went to the Rainbow Bar and Grill Bash. Out in, it was at the parking lot of the Rainbow and the Roxy, which are right next to each other on Sunset Boulevard. So we left about 3:30. I live about 25 minutes away. On the way there, we passed by the Hollywood Bowl, and there was a big concert that was going to happen at 7:30, and I was kind of shocked at who it was. And
yeah.
And people were already coming to line up. It was, get this, you ready?
Yeah.
Air Supply and Michael Bolton.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So you
that's the opposite of this show, but okay.
Yeah, a little mellow rock. I was surprised they were playing the Hollywood Bowl because in the last couple of years, I would see Air Supply playing local clubs out in our area. So those two artists playing the Hollywood Bowl is like, wow, okay. And there was
I saw Michael Bolton a few years ago in the Grand Opera House where I work in Wilmington. Well, I volunteer there as a bartender. He was really good, very entertaining. Yeah. Of course, the guy can sing his ass off. He didn't do any of the hard rock and stuff from his early days, but...
No, everybody's crazy?
No.
A fool's
game?
No,
he didn't. It was all pretty much crooner stuff.
Yeah, but the guy could always sing. That was never an issue, but...
Yeah.
So we're surprised to see that, and people already showing up to it, like, wow, they're playing the Hollywood Bowl. So on to first he had to find parking at the Rainbow / Roxy. It was $30. But I found a place a block away. That was cool, so no problem. Get in there. As we're driving past, I see Chips Enough standing out front signing autographs.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
nice.
So that's Chips Enough. Went parked, walked in. Okay, first things first, this show was advertised as being free.
Okay.
With a two-drink minimum. Okay. So I went to the Angel site, printed out my free tickets. Okay, I had my free tickets hand. Go up to the line. Go up there. Cool. Free. Two-drink minimum. You got to pay $30 in advance. So the show really wasn't free.
Yeah.
So it was $30 a piece, which is still pretty good for – it was basically five bands. Plus,
and you get two drinks.
Two drinks a piece. So it was $60 for us to get in.
All right.
So their workaround. So you got these drink cards. So Sylvia got two, I got two, total of $60. So I've already spent $90 even before the show started.
It's free.
For a free show. But still, I'm okay with that because five bands. And I tried to get set times before, because I didn't want to see all five bands. I'll go through the lineup first. The opening name band was London. Who was London?
Okay.
London was probably one guy left, but I saw them back in the day. They were okay. I know I didn't. They were okay back in the day. I missed them on purpose. Just I didn't want to stand out in the sun for 5-6 hours. And
yeah,
no, I'm too old for that. So I want.
So the show was outside.
Yeah, it was literally. The Roxy, right behind the Roxy, there's a small parking lot. They set up a stage. So the fans wrapped around the Roxy, and the Rainbow's right next door. So if you wanted to eat, you can go in the Rainbow and eat. Rainbow's actually a very good Italian restaurant. It's been there forever. If you want to see any rock star in the past 50, 60 years, porn stars, whatever, they're all at the Rainbow, and they're still all there. Very
wow.
So. In fact, Lemmy spent all his time there. And there's actually the Lemmy statue in the Rainbow.
Okay. Yeah, he sat at one end of the bar or something.
Yeah, and he played a certain video game every night. And people would just walk up and talk with him and chat him up. And that was his thing because he lived right down the street.
Okay.
So you get the gist. It's all outside covered. It looks like a pretty pro setup. And there's a lot of people here. When we got there, I would say there was 1,200 people there in a small parking lot. It probably grew to about 1,500. And we're packed. There's a lot. So we get in there.
You're packed into this parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so nice size stage. Everybody seems to be in a good mood. Every geek and freak that you can think of is there. I mean, my wife is in the, let's say, people business, helping people business. So she was fascinated by what people were wearing, what they look like. You had people, geeky people like me, short hair, you know, pretty conservative looking, all the way to the freakiest people ever. There was a couple dressed in, they looked like extras for a Striper video. head to toe black and gold leather suits from the hat all the way down to the shoes. I mean, these people look so freaking, I mean, hot. It was about 80 degrees out there, but they must have roasted in that leather. And they didn't move from the spot they were in. They were in one spot, not even near the stage. They were facing the Rainbow the entire time we walked back and forth. The people were still standing there. I think they were just posers. I don't know what they were, but.
Well, they're just standing there. Definitely posers.
Yeah.
If they're standing there posing.
And you saw some lot of old people who thought that it was still 1984, and dressed the whole look. And so you had that group. You had the old rockers. It was just a mishmash of it. You saw there was porn stars there for sure. They dressed like it. They looked like it. Old ones, new ones. It was a mishmash of people. But it was pretty cool. Everybody was there for the music and the vibes were really cool, and so it's like my people. Yes, I may not look like them, but we all had that spirit and energy, so it was cool. So we got there just in time for Enough's Enough set. So exactly what I wanted to do. I should go. Opening was London. It went London, Enough's Enough, Angel, Steelheart, and Slaughter.
Okay.
Nice little lineup for a, quote, free show, if you know what
for
I mean.
For a free show that you're 90 bucks into.
Yeah, 90 bucks in already. But I'm still okay with that. So, Enough's Enough there. My wife picked this up right away. She says to me, they must not be doing very well because Chip had duct tape on his bass. Duct tape in the wiring into his bass. There's duct tape. There was duct tape on his bass strap. She said, his clothes. She said, the guy looks like he's homeless. Those pants look like they're 40 years old. They're worn out. He wore these plush purple pants. And you know what, Chip? He looks like he's wearing a wig now. My wife goes, that's a wig. I mean, it could be. I don't know. But yeah. The other guys in the band dressed pretty sharp, but he kind of looks like a homeless guy.
That's kind of his look, though.
Yeah, it hasn't changed since the late 80s. And to me, he kind of looks the same. I like his bass guitar strings. They're colored. Like one is a neon green and one is a pink. I think you've seen that before.
I've seen those sets. Yeah, you can buy sets from different companies that are different colored strings, or I've seen the really cool look is a black bass with red strings. Really cool look.
Yeah, I think you should go for it for you. It's a real cool look.
Well, I have a black bass, so I might, if I could get some red strings.
Yeah.
Next time I get new strings, I'll get red ones.
Yeah, it really pops. So we get there. They're on stage. They're, you know, doing their little checking their instruments. Chip's playing his bass. He warms up with Dragon Attack. He's just
nice.
This is before the band starts. And he's up there. It's like, this is pretty cool. I was like, so the band starts, and you know, we've been kind of critical of what Chip sounds like live singing, but yesterday, he sounded pretty good. And and the harmonies of the other three guys were pretty good. They sounded all right. So this is the best this lineup sounded. And you know, the shorts obviously for the sets are a little shorter than normal, so They pretty much stuck to the hits. They played Rockin' World, Kiss the Clown, Fly High Michelle, New Thing. They played Jet by Paul McCartney.
Right.
And they finished with Little Help from My Friends from the Beatles.
Oh, I'm so tired of that song.
Yeah, but you know, it was a mood. It was a good song to pick. They had the drummer for Faster Pussycat. This guy's name is Chad. He also used to play in Bang Tango. He's kind of a chubby guy. Doesn't look like a rock star, but he's a hell of a drummer.
Yeah.
And he can sing his ass off. So for Fly High Michelle, New Thing, and Little Help My Friends, he came in and sang the harmony high part backups. And it sounded really good. So I was pleasantly surprised that enough set was really good.
What did they start with?
Rockin' World.
Okay.
Yeah. But, it was probably about 35, 40 minutes. People were into it. There was already a lot of people there already.
Yeah. Because
before London, I think there was a couple other warm local bands. So, like a woman in front of us had been there since 11 a.m. I was like, and she was already red. Why? She could see it, and she was hurting. And during the show for all bands, people had beach balls. We're hitting beach balls. I got clocked with some beach balls. Sylvia did too, and everybody did. But it was still though. It was a pretty cool atmosphere. So they finished, pleasantly surprised. Cool set. We're about two deep to the front. So yeah, we're about 8 feet from the stage, and the stage is elevated. So it's perfect. We could see everything. The sound was great. Fantastic. Angel comes on. Changeovers a while. DJ Will from KNAC Days was on the stage. You could see him back there. They set up in front of Slaughter stuff, so everything's pretty close together. Band comes out. I can't believe Punky is 73 years old and Frank is 71 years old.
Jeez. Yeah, well, Punky had a little work done.
Oh, he's had a lot of work done. In fact, my wife was, we were right in front of Punky, and you could see she was fascinated with his face.
Yeah. When I saw Angel a few years ago, I could not look at him.
Yeah.
She was like, wow, what?
This guy's 73, and he, it's the work done, but he's also very entertaining to watch.
Yeah.
And he can play his ass off.
Yeah.
So he's always looking at people and doing the poses and interacting, playing great. Oh, they played the usual stuff, On the Rocks and The Tower and stuff that they played. They only played one new song. They played for about 45, 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Sounded good. Frank was in it. The people, there was a lot of older people there, a lot of Angel shirts there. People were definitely into the band. The only oopsie daisy was during the third song, the drummer's snare fell over.
Oh, jeez.
So the band is still playing, and he's just kind of hitting the cymbals because DJ Will runs out there, the roadie runs out there trying to put the snare back up and tighten it in, pulling it in. So from the third song, half of it is just most of the band playing. Then they finally set it up, and they continued. But they never missed a beat. It just sounded a little weird without the drums in it.
Yeah. Without the snare.
Yeah. But. So, great set. People are into them. It was a lot of fun. Let me see. Okay. Then waited for a while for Steelheart. We saw Steelheart a long time ago at M3.
Those guys, they were very impressive. I had never seen them. The only thing I knew about them was from Rockstar, the movie. But, man.
Yeah.
They were good.
Well, Steelheart's basically one guy now.
Yeah.
Mealy. I can't pronounce his last name. It's Serbian or Croatian. He's one of the two. He's originally from there. So it was him and three other guys, drummer, bass player, guitar player.
So a different bass player than?
Yeah, completely.
Because that guy was amazing.
Yeah. Well, the guys that he had now were amazing, too. Just, I guess, other guys. They said from Denver, Colorado. Maybe these are just three guys from Denver came out.
Yeah.
And, the guy can still sing his ass off. And the guy looks really good for his age. Looks nothing like he did in the early 90s. He had the long hair, the look. Now he kind of looks like a a Russian mobster or an Italian mobster. The hair, the look. He's in really good shape. The button-down shirt. Just the whole look. He looks like a mobster. Like, I don't want to mess with this guy. He's really... That's the look.
Yeah, I remember thinking that guy works out.
Yeah.
He's lifted a weight or two.
Still does. And they started with the song from Rockstar, Blood Pollution.
Okay.
Give me blood pollution.
Yeah.
And they finished with another song from Rockstar, which is We All Die Young.
Yeah.
So they did the two songs from there.
I love that bass line at the beginning of that song.
Yeah. Cool stuff. So-
It's a fun song. That's a fun song to play.
They did a ballad from the first album called She's Gone. Really strong. Really good. But he said it was like the number one karaoke song in Korea of all places. So he goes, yeah, this song has got so many downloads and views in Korea.
And okay.
It's really good. It's a ballad. I mean, I'm not that familiar with Steelheart. I have their music. But I only know four songs. But the big surprise with Steelheart is about halfway through the set, they bring out a special guest, this really old guy. Well, I recognized the old guy immediately. It was Robbie Krieger from The Doors.
Oh, really?
The reason why the Mealy and Robbie Krieger know each other is because a few years ago, The Doors 2000s toured, and they toured with different singers. One of them was the guy from The Cult, Ian Ashbury. But I didn't know Mealy was also one of the guys. So we actually toured with Manzarek and Krieger playing Doors music. No clue. I did not know.
Wow.
So Robbie Krieger gets up and, I mean, he's a good guitar player for that type of music. But the guy from Steelheart was way better because they traded off licks in every song they did. They did Backdoor Man and, oh, God, I forget the other two. They weren't. I'm not a big Doors guy, but I know the songs they did.
That's weird because that's not really a Slaughter concert's not the place you'd think. All right, let's play some Doors.
Yeah, but when Robbie Krieger's up there, everybody was watching. Everybody was into it.
Okay,
so it went over really well, but it was a lot of blues jam sections. They didn't. Yeah. Love Me Two Times. That's the one they did. That one, Backdoor Man, and another one. But I give myself a beer. You know that one?
Oh yeah, yeah. We play that.
Let it roll.
Roadhouse Blues.
Yeah, that's the other one. Roadhouse Blues. They played that.
Yeah.
And they played it was like a 15-minute version of it. Everybody was into it. You know, I mean, to me, it was like getting a little long. In fact, you could tell that I don't know how much rehearsal they had. By the last song, you could tell Robbie was looking at the drummer to try and get him to end the song.
Yeah.
Like, you know, give him a nod. Okay, let's finish it now. That took about a minute and a half before he got the hint. He just kept going and going and going. And then finally, they all turned and looked at the drummer and says, let's end
Stop,
the song.
Stop, asshole.
And now you can see it. And they finally ended it. Finally. They get up and do Weird Al, but they went too long. So they didn't play their biggest hit. I'll Never Let You Go with the big... They didn't play that because they went over in time because they did all that door stuff.
Wonder if they were planning to or
probably that's their biggest hit. But
yeah,
they probably didn't think Robbie Krieger would be out there for 25, 30 minutes playing three songs because it went on and on. But everybody was there. We were all crammed together for that part because, you know, this guy's been playing the Sunset Strip since like 1967.
Right.
And it's 2023. I think he might be the only one alive from the Doors. Because Manzarek died a few years ago, and Jim has been dead since 1970. The drummer, I think he's gone too. I think Robbie Krieger's the only alive
living
member. So, but it was a cool treat. Again, for a free concert in name only. Still pretty cool. So, a lot of fun. Guy can sing. I was to dig in some of that Steelheart stuff. I mean, the songs I didn't know still sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I was just listening to them. You sent me a 30th anniversary.
Yeah, it's a lot of re-records, done different styles from it. Remix. I haven't listened to it yet, but I know it's not what the Steelheart album sound like. But
it's still good. I mean, I listened to about half of it.
Yeah, I think. Go ahead.
We All Die Young is like a remix. It still rocks, but
yeah.
Yeah, they've written some great songs.
Yeah. So after the show, I got a t-shirt. They had these cool t-shirts, but unfortunately they gave them out way early with the Rainbow Bar and Grill logo in the front and all the bands in the back. But that was a free giveaway for the people who have been there forever.
Okay.
So I didn't get one. I ended up getting an Angel shirt. So I support the band. So they're selling merch. I got a shirt. So
nice.
So I ended up spending, the shirt was $35 for basically kind of an iron-on. So, you know, kind of a rip-off. But so I spent $125 for a free show, you know.
Yeah. All right. So you're $125 in for the free show. All right.
So after that, you know, Sylvia and I left after that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Feet were killing us.
Didn't stay for Slaughter?
No, didn't stay for Slaughter. Because, you know, Mark's voice is not what it used to be. And
well, I saw them at M3 this year, and his voice was okay, but it was a lot of screaming. And I don't know if that's, you know, what he's going for now, but it's, I mean, he has a great voice, or had.
Yeah.
But all the screaming was just like, okay, you know, enough of that. Jesus.
It's like, oof. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I figured Sylvie was not going to be into it too much. So, yeah, we talked. Oh, I got to backtrack a little bit. During Steelheart, there was this woman. She's about 5 feet tall. A little wobbly there, probably in her mid to late 40s, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And she fell into me and Sylvia once. And I kind of caught her. It's like, okay, well, this woman's a little inebriated.
Yeah.
And then they're standing. The guy she was with was standing behind her. And he's kissing on her and doing whatever. I guess he was with her.
Well, he was then.
So I figured, you know, she's being taken care of because she looked a little wobbly. And she did feel kind of stumbled that one first time. Well, halfway through the Steelheart set, this woman just topples over. And Sylvia moved out of the way. It's bam on the ground. She hit hard. Like, how come? And she's with there with friends and this guy. Nobody caught her. She just went down for the count. And they had like five people help her up. It was pretty brutal. Like, damn. It's like, people, bring somebody to show. And she was drinking while we were standing there before she went down. And obviously she didn't make it to the end of the show because they kind of took her away. But
yeah,
it's kind of scary, though.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Thanks, friends.
Yeah. About 5 feet, probably about 150, 160 maybe.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh, she went down hard. It's like she got, she was a quarterback and somebody was doing a safety blitz and just knocked her over.
Right. Damn. Wow.
Ooh. But, my wife isn't much of a rock fan. She didn't, the only song she knew was when somebody played a cover, she'd know that song.
Okay.
She'd know anything. But she had a really good time.
Good.
Just going out there, hanging out. The people watching, the atmosphere. I was singing my ass off during Angel and you could hear me and it probably wasn't pretty. So,
well,
so
no.
She took some. She took a lot of photos and some videos. I think I'm gonna post them up on Facebook. I'm gonna send some to you. She got a picture of me with Angel behind me.
Okay.
I don't know if you want to see me, but.
Well, yeah, I definitely want to see Angel for sure. I mean, I'm seeing you right now, and oof.
Yeah, I know it's not pretty. We took some selfies of us together at the show. Yeah, but overall, super positive experience for it. A free show.
Right.
So, I'm not sure if I'm going to be, I might be back because Heavy Petting is playing tomorrow at the, the Whiskey, but I got to find out what time they go on, but I don't think there's going to be a lot of people at that one, and it's a work night. I might just go because I haven't seen Heavy Petting since we saw them at the Roxy, what a night.
That was the Roxy?
Yeah, it was the Roxy. Okay. Very small place.
Oh,
it was about
yeah.
300 people, but I was at, what is that, 86? We went 85. I don't remember the year.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I can't remember when I went out there, but
yeah, because you went out there a couple times. Because one time you were there with your stepbrother and you saw Accept at the country club. That was probably earlier, and then you came back and you saw Heavy Petting with me at the Roxy. So
then there was the Ted Nugent Black and Blue and Guns N' Roses show.
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses being the opener.
Yeah, that might have been the same trip where we saw Heavy Petting and Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, it might have been. But I remember the Guns N' Roses and then Black and Blue, which I was really into at the time.
I still like Black and Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Still like Ted Nugent.
Then Terrible Ted.
Yeah, but Guns N' Roses is much bigger than those two are now. So, but still, yeah, lots of fun. So overall, concert experience, double thumbs up. A lot of fun.
Nice. From both you and Sylvia.
Yeah, both of us had a great time. And like nice. I said, she's not even a rocker. So,
Plus, she got to see Angel and Enough's Enough.
She's seen Angel. Yeah, she's seen Angel twice now.
Wow.
She's just fascinated by a look. She goes, yeah, I think he had some injections because she was looking around his mouth and she was fascinated with his look. She goes trying to figure out if he's wearing a wig or not. I says, I know Frank's wearing a wig, but I don't know if Punky's wearing a wig. He might. I don't know. Could be.
When I saw him, Frank had a wig and the platform shoes.
He still has the platform. Like they're like platform sneakers, you know, because he's a little guy. He always did because the other guys in Angel were much taller. I mean, Punky's probably 6'1". The rest of the guys were tall, and he's a little 5'6".
He's got to be like 5'5".
He might be
6.
Shorter than that. Maybe shorter than that. I don't even know. But
he can sing.
Yeah. He's a vocal coach in Vegas. He can still sing, still brings it. Band still sounds great. I was entertained.
Nice.
So I have a suggestion for you. We're doing this on the spur of the moment. How about we do, after our commercial break, we do a 5-minute rapid fire. So you and I have 5 minutes to write 3 rapid fire questions, and we'll just play rapid fire. Do you think you can do it in 5 minutes? Basically, stuff off the top of our head, which means the questions will probably be pretty easy.
Damn.
You want to try it? Just 5 minutes, write 5 quick questions down, or 3 quick questions down. We'll play rapid fire, and we'll get out of here.
All right.
You want to do it?
Yeah, well, let's try it.
Okay, we'll go to commercial break right now, and we'll be back with rapid fire. All right, boys and girls, it's time for rapid fire, where Danny and I fire off 3 questions at each other, and you people at home play along. You guys are trying to go 6 for 6. We're trying to go for 3 for 3. But this is a special segment of rapid fire because we just wrote these 5 minutes ago, pretty much off the tops of our heads. I mean, Danny and I, you know, he looked at the computer a little bit, get his questions. I did mine off the top of my head, so they're probably not going to be that difficult, but you never know.
Never know.
So, Danny, are you ready for your first question?
Sure.
All right.
I've had no time to mentally prepare, but that's all right.
So, I got my first question off because I listened to it this morning. Steve Lukather was on J.J. French's podcast, which is called like the French Connection. And if you know anything about Steve Lukather or J.J. French, they talk a lot. And it was interesting because J.J. has seen everybody from the 70s up. So he's seen a lot of bands. And then Steve Lukather has played with virtually everybody. So it was a 2-part interview. So if you go back and listen to that podcast, there's a lot of information on there. It's pretty cool. They seem to know and seen everybody. So question number 1. What artist's touring band did Steve Lukather join at the age of 19?
Boss Gags.
That is correct.
Yes.
Yes, because 2 guys from Toto that he knew, Jeff Porcaro and David Paich, were buddies of his. They were older. But they were already in that band, and they got Steve into this touring band. So you are correct, sir.
Yeah, basically, a lot of Boss Gags albums are pretty much Toto backing up Boss Gags.
Yeah, I have some of his albums, but I want to get more. I want to get more Boss Gags albums if I come across them. And Steely Dan, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew their hits, but I want to get a little deeper because they were pretty spectacular musicians.
Oh, yeah. And apparently it was murder trying to record with them because they were perfectionists. But the results showed, man.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, since you came with a Toto question, I've got one, too.
Okie dokie.
How many Grammys has Toto won?
I'm going to say 4.
You'd be too short.
Ooh, they won six.
They were six. Yeah, and they won a bunch for that Toto 4 album. Like, Rosanna won some Grammys, the album itself, the producer, all that. But, yep, they won six Grammys.
Isn't it kind of weird that the height of the Toto 4 album, the height, they won all those Grammys? There was kind of a backlash because then they got rid of their lead singer. And their next album, Isolation, which was my favorite. It's great. It was a big drop-off. People just...
Yeah. Like, what happened? Like, was it the record company? Was it the fact they lost their singer?
Or is it just radio didn't want to play them anymore? I don't know. And I think they came out with the wrong single, too. The Stranger in the Town is what was their lead single, which is not my favorite song on that album by far.
No, they could have done Carmen or Isolation or...
A lot of better.
Yeah.
Great album. You got to check that out.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites also.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not too many albums by Toto I don't like. I'm not a huge fan of Turn Back, but just about every other, including their latest one, the 14.
Yeah.
God, that's a great album, but nobody's going to ever play any songs off it. But the song Great Expectations, freaking awesome.
Oh, and speaking of Toto, Toto is playing here in a couple days for it's a charity gig. I think it's on Friday, but it's at like 10 in the morning.
Oof.
So I'm working, so I couldn't go. But it's for like the Ed Asner Foundation. It's to help kids with autism. I guess there's a center, and it helps out kids with autism. It's like Hoobastank.
I saw that online. Yeah.
Toto, Joe Bonamassa, Ringo. Basically an all-star band. And people get up and do Colin Hay from Minute Work. So like maybe Hoobastank opens. Yeah. And then the all-star band gets up there and various people get up. And so it's a charity gig. So it's at the Orpheum Theater. I think it's on the 9th. So if you're into Toto or any artists like that and you want to help out a cause, 100% of the money goes to that center to help kids with autism. So
plus Colin Hay is phenomenal. Even if you were or were not a fan of Men at Work, it makes no difference. The guy is so good.
Yeah, and people like to goof on him because, he had that lazy eye and he's kind of goofy looking. But the man is a great singer. He's a great player. He's phenomenal.
Yeah, and his songs are so good.
Yeah, so check it out if you're in the area. All right, question number two. When Brian Robertson left Thin Lizzy, who rejoined the band as his replacement?
Got to be Gary Moore.
You would be correct, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, cool, huh?
I mean, how many times was Gary in and out of Thin Lizzy?
I think twice. I know he came in before after Eric Bell, he was in there for a little bit, and he didn't stick, and then they brought the two guitar players, Scott Gorham and Brian, and that's when Thin Lizzy took off. But
that's their classic lineup.
But on YouTube, the Midnight Special just released this. I think it's a 78 performance of Thin Lizzy, and it's totally live when you watch it. You can hear it, the vocals and guitar, everything is live. Did you watch it yet?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's fantastic, and it's Gary Moore with the longer hair. So initially, it doesn't look like Gary Moore, but it's Gary Moore.
Oh, totally.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was great. Great show.
Yeah, I don't know how many songs they did. I only saw two, but there might be more. I saw them do Jailbreak and Don't Believe a Word. There might be another one, but I haven't seen it yet. But
those are the two I saw.
Yeah, fantastic. Totally. That's when shows played live. They didn't fake it like on Solid Gold. Remember Solid Gold? Everything was lip-synced.
Absolutely.
So, check out those Midnight Special clips. They keep releasing them every week. They come out something new, so fantastic stuff. So you are 2 for 2, not a surprise, and I'm 0 for 1. So here we go.
Well, what is a surprise is we have these 5 minutes. My second question is about Gary Moore.
No, that's because we share the same brain, I guess.
It's crazy.
Hey, we're like the ACC. I got some teams in California. Get the teams on the Atlantic Coast, huh?
Some teams from Texas. What a joke.
Stupid.
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Mark.
We're doing a quick show. We just decided to do this.
An impromptu show.
Yeah. So you're here for rapid fire. Exciting, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. See you in a couple months.
No, I'm not. I was just wondering if she needed something or if she was just coming in to get on air.
She wants to see me.
Okay, well, he's hiding because he's not on camera. There you go.
There I go. Sorry.
Come see him.
You want to see me? There's me.
Wow, Mark, look at you.
Yeah, I'm 70 pounds lighter.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you.
Thank you. I got a ways to go, though.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm not starving, so.
70 pounds closer, so.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
And you're not starving. That's good.
Yeah. So yeah. I highly, for anybody out there, the gastric sleeve, it works. Okay, people?
It works.
Yeah, and my insurance paid for it, so I'm good.
There you go.
So you are winning.
I'm winning so far, and I'm not starving yet.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Scan it if you want. I just need to keep it.
Sorry, they're into doing bills or something. I don't know what they're doing. Sorry, this is boring, everybody.
Dana's scanning all of our receipts for points.
Nice.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
And 5 million points later, she gets a $5 gift card.
Nice. Hey, it's worth it.
I'm not going to let you use for anything.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. This is the secret to a long marriage right here, people.
Yep. Whatever. Okay, so you had a Gary Moore question, so I'm going to give you one now.
Alrighty.
All right. Who was in Skid Row with Gary Moore?
Wow. You just must have looked this one up because I have no freaking... I know that Phil Lynott was in a version of it, but I don't think he stuck too much in the...
No.
It was a three-piece and it was two other guys. I have no freaking
I knew
clue.
One guy. I had to look up the other, but...
I don't know. So you
It is Brush Shields and Noel Bridgman.
Yeah, I never got that. That Brush Shields guy I've seen on documentaries, Thin Lizzy documentaries.
Yeah, I think he was kind of in the family, kind of.
Yeah, so he's still around. They interviewed him. On the Phil Lynott documentary that came out about a couple years ago, he's in it.
Oh. Yeah.
So, damn.
All right.
My 5-minute rapid fire is backfiring on me. I'm over two, and you're two for two. Okay, let's. All
right. Question three.
You might get this one, too. Question number three. Out of the three bands I saw yesterday, Enough's Enough, Angel, and Steelheart, how many total original members were on stage I saw?
All right. Well, there was Chips Enough. Then I guess you're thinking Punky and Frank. And then Steelheart, the Mila Djokovic or whatever.
Isn't that a tennis player or an actress?
Yeah. Something like that. A basketball player.
Yeah.
I'm going to say four.
You are three for three. That is correct. Yes.
Nice.
Wow. 5-minute rapid fire backfired on my ass big time. So now we know who the brains of the show is. We always knew, but
yeah, well, sure.
How does it feel to be the looks and the brains of the show?
Well, with all your weight gone, I don't know if that's going to be true much longer.
I don't know. You can be skinny and ugly too. So
that's true.
So yeah. All right.
Okay. So question three for you. Let's see if you can redeem yourself.
Okay. I hope so.
So you're aware of the guitar called Greenie that Gary Moore owned at one point. Jimi Hendrix played it. It's a very famous, probably one of the most famous guitars.
Yeah. But
what kind of guitar is it?
Greenie. Oh, God. Is it one that I've heard of before?
Oh, yeah. One of the big two.
It's a Fender Strat.
You picked the wrong one.
Oh, it's not a Les Paul.
It is a Les Paul.
Damn it. Son of a
Yeah.
Bit.
Do you know who owns it now?
I do not know.
Kirk Hammett.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Go.
He was asked if he paid $2 million. He goes, I'm not crazy. That's way too much. But I think he paid over $1 million for it.
Yeah, he can afford it since Metallica's making way over $1 million in their current tour.
Oh, I think they're making over $1 million a night.
I think they're making like $30 million per city, something like that.
Jeez, I mean, that's a lot.
Think about it.
That's a lot of money.
Look at this. What's the average ticket price? Let's do some math.
I paid $280 for two nights, so $140 per night.
Okay, $140 per night. How many people were there?
There were 82,000.
Jeez, do the math now, people.
All right, I'll
max. I mean,
I'm getting my phone.
All right, so Danny's going to do it, and at L.A. while he's doing the math on that one, I think it was 78,000 per night. Let's say average ticket price was $300.
All right, so if all the tickets were the price I paid, which lower than us was quite a bit more, and on the floor was crazy, but that's almost $11.5 million just in ticket sales.
Jeez, yeah.
And everybody was buying shirts. Everybody.
Yeah, that's where the money's made now, is shirts and the merch, for sure.
We stopped on the Jersey Turnpike on the way home. Every single person at the rest area where we stopped had Metallica shirts on from this tour. Every one of them.
Yep.
I had mine in the car. I wasn't wearing one. But
needless to say, Metallica are winning right now.
They're winning hard. So you figure $11.5 million per night. They're paying the other bands, some amount.
Wow.
But then, you know, I don't know how that tour's got to be major expensive because they've got like 90 trucks.
Oh, yeah. So, but I'm still, even if the tour is costing a lot of money, let's say maybe they're spending $5 million on trucks and salaries and everything, electricity. And I don't know if they rent the building. Maybe it's probably part of it.
Or maybe
the promoter does that. I don't know. But still coming out way ahead. Yeah, Kurt can afford that guitar.
And that doesn't include any money from the albums.
Yeah, so, well, maybe Chips Enough needs to get into Metallica so they can get some new clothes and all that stuff. I don't know.
I think Chips Enough is kind of going for a certain look.
I know. You look like you, I mean, come on. I'll send you the picture. You can see the duct tape everywhere. I mean,
yeah.
That's kind of sad. I mean, I know some musicians sometimes when they stick with a certain instrument, that's the one they want. That's what they're comfortable with. But that thing is falling apart. I don't know.
Yeah, and he plays I think it's a Fender P bass, or maybe it's a Jazz. I don't know, but it's a Fender. And, you know, you can't argue that, hey, this one feels so much different than all the others. Really? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But, hey, if he can't afford a new bass, he can't afford a new bass.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think Enough's Enough is at the level where they're getting comped instruments.
Yeah, and then they'll never. Even if Donnie joins and Vic Fox comes back and they bring in Johnny Monaco, they're still not going to be a big draw.
That'd be a fun show to see, though.
Oh, I would go in a heartbeat, but yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah.
All right, people. So I think we're done with this episode. This is a bonus episode. We're going to throw this up on Monday. And hope you like it.
Today's Monday.
Okay. Well, I'll throw up on. Yeah, I'll throw it up. I'll throw it up today. That's right. Because it feels like a Sunday because it's a holiday. Everybody's off. So
yeah.
So yeah.
Well, Labor Day.
And next week we have to think we're going to do a last chance with that Quiet Riots album with Shortino and some other bits. So we're going to have lots of shows for you in the next couple of weeks. So hope you enjoy it. Spread the word.
You're so lucky.
You're so lucky to be listening to a couple of douchebags from Delaware and California. But thanks anyway. Whoever's listening, hey, we appreciate it. It's cool. Everything's a bonus for us. So,
hey, I am going to see, who is it? One of the guys, I think it's one of the guys from the Animals. We're going to see Roger McGuinn.
Oh, he's in the Birds.
Yeah.
What is that? That place you work at? The Grand?
Yep, the Grand. Yeah, that's Wednesday night. So he's in one of the rooms called the Baby Grand, which holds exactly 300 people.
Oh, it's like the Roxy. That's cool. And you're gonna
this is like a theater. They're all seats. It's like a, it's kind of like a movie theater. All seats, and there's a small stage up front, holds 300, and it's very cool.
And you're probably going to know more songs than you thought you'd know.
Absolutely.
So, cool.
Yeah. Time I saw Colin Hay, I was like, whoa, hey, you wrote that? Damn.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be the same thing.
Cool. And a couple of people died over the last couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Buffett, who I saw at King's Dominion in Virginia.
Yep.
And that's when I rode the Rebel Yell and scared the shit out of me. That's the last that's the last time I rode a roller coaster.
Damn.
So, yeah, I don't like roller coasters, but Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett, that was a big one because I've probably seen him five or six times.
Yeah, I went to his restaurant in Key West, had a cheeseburger in Paradise because.
Yeah. Yeah, Annie used to work. There was a Cheeseburger in Paradise restaurant close here, and my older daughter used to work at that.
Yeah. And something happened at some of the college football games over the weekend. They sang Jimmy Buffett songs. The crowds in certain stadiums did that. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was very cool.
I don't know if they played it over the PA or they did it spontaneously. I don't know. But
I saw two, and both of them, they were playing the song over the PA, and everybody just sang along.
Yeah, awesome.
Pretty cool when you get 80,000 people singing your song.
Yeah, excellent. I mean,
too bad you're dead, but still.
Yeah, but it's kind of it's a nice send-off.
Maybe yeah, absolutely.
For a guy who pretty much really only had two, maybe three hits, the guy turned that into a monster career, great businessman.
He was worth well over $1 billion, they said.
Amazing.
Because the hotels, the restaurants, the kitchen appliances, he had not really a neighborhood, but a living place in Florida called Margaritaville, a house, like a whole giant neighborhood with just crazy.
Wow. Smart guy. Jeez.
Yep. He knew how to market that lifestyle.
Yeah. And it resonated with a lot of people. So,
yep. Cool.
And the other guy who died was the lead singer from Smash Mouth, who was only 56 years old.
Yeah. That was weird. Did you hear how he died?
Yeah, apparently it was a liver failure and alcohol due by partying and alcoholism. I mean, he was a big guy anyway. I guess he ate wrong and drank a lot and partied, and it just caught up to him.
Okay. It's like, way to go, dude.
I mean, he had some hits, a nice little career going for himself, and yeah, didn't take care of himself, so bummer. Wow, we're ending on a bummer, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's all right.
All right. So, well, we'll see you guys in a couple. I don't know. We're going to see you next week.
Next week.
With a special show for you. So, thanks for listening. Spread the word, and we'll see you
later.